Stick around for more from your favorite local station, KLMJ.
Hi, this is Carly Bowman with First Bank Hampton. Did you know you can add your First Bank Hampton debit card to your mobile wallet? It's a safe, easy, and convenient way to pay with your phone or wearable device wherever contactless payments are accepted. Your card number is not shared with merchants, helping keep your information protected. Don't bank with us yet? Stop in today and ask how you can get started with a First Bank Hampton debit card and mobile wallet. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Today, we are joined by the Democratic nominee for Iowa House District 55. That is Cynthia Passion. She ran uncontested during the June primary, so she is running for Iowa House District 55. This is the seat currently held by Shannon Latham, but she is not seeking re-election. And Cynthia, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
You bet. Great to be here.
So Cynthia, before we get anywhere else, just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself once again, including your background in journalism, I guess.
Sure. I am a graduate of Iowa State University, newspaper journalism. I worked at a bunch of newspapers. I've worked as a fundraiser for the Ames Public Library and a bunch of other jobs, just trying to make my community better. I have a farm in Hamilton County, and that's my voting address. Ames is my hometown. I'm married. My husband just retired as a pediatrician at McFarland. My kids are in Chicago and Denver, and I've run for office before. So 2 years ago, I ran against Senator Guth. And so this House district is nice because it's the same district I ran in 2 years ago, minus Humboldt and Hancock County. So I've got some good name recognition. I've met a bunch of the folks in the district, and I'm enjoying doing things like parades, county fairs, and just getting out to meet as many folks as I can. This week, I'll be going to the Wing Ding up in Clear Lake, and I'm going to the Iowa State Fair on Friday, and I'm working in the pork tent from 5 to 7 if anybody wants to stop by for a pork chop and to meet some hog farmers and just get to know folks.
Got to get your face out there. We should mention House District 55 includes all of Franklin County, all of Hamilton County, like she said, also portions of Wright and Story counties, and Cynthia will face Republican Bo Claver for the seat during November's election. So you mentioned you did run for Senate here a couple of years ago against Dennis Guth. Why did you decide to run for this House seat in 2026?
Well, when I heard that Representative Latham was not running, I thought this presented a really unique opportunity to run in a district I was, one, familiar with, and two, run in an open seat. It's always less of a climb to win an open seat than it is to win against an incumbent. Incumbents have a lot of power, whichever party they are. Incumbents tend to get reelected, but Iowans like a balance in their government. They don't like an all one party government because those kinds of governments don't seem to get as much done. The two parties are not as willing to talk to one another, to make compromise. And I think when we have a solid red government, we're not going in the right direction. We're not talking to one another.
Again, we're joined by Cynthia Passion, the Democratic nominee for Iowa House District 55. Again, she was uncontested during June's primary, so she will be seeking the seat, again, currently held by Shannon Latham. And I guess here, Cynthia, in talking with Bo here yesterday, but I was asking what are some of the top issues. So the issues you hear around Iowa might be the higher cancer rates, the one of the highest in the country. Also hear about water quality and high input costs for farmers. I guess, what are some of the big issues you see facing Iowans here in 2026 and beyond?
Well, I would guess that number one, no matter what your party, is the water quality and the cancer rates. That's what I'm hearing knocking doors and talking to folks. I was knocking doors on Sunday in Hampton, and I talked to a 20-year cancer survivor who is a Republican, but it's very much top of mind for folks. They all know someone who's suffered from cancer, whether it's a family member or a loved one. And I don't know about you. I've got Zinnia water at the farm, and I trust that it's safe to drink, but I don't always know that. And that's very true for folks that rely on well water. It's really important that folks test their well water, make sure that it's not too high in nitrates. And most communities, they're recommending that you get a reverse osmosis system to remove toxins and nitrates from your water. And it's shameful that we're to that point. There are things that we can do to prevent the leaching of nitrates into our streams and rivers. We need to do more. The voluntary system for preventing nitrates getting into the water is not working well. So we need to encourage folks to plant cover crops, buffer strips, anything that can help. Rob Sand is talking a lot about increasing the number of acres in wetlands, and that's a great way to remove nitrates from the water system. So other issues, folks are not excited about the public or the private school vouchers. They rely on their public schools to educate their children. In a lot of rural spaces, there aren't private schools to offer that option for the kids. So public schools are foundational to our rural communities, and people want those to be funded.
Another issue you and I discussed when you had a town hall here in Hampton a couple of months ago, ahead of the primary, you had a town hall with a candidate for the Democratic nomination for U.S. House 4. That topic, I've asked every politician, whether they're in office or running for office, is the use of eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines or private use. What's your thoughts on all that here, Cynthia?
That historically has been one area that my Republican colleagues and I can agree on. There are exceptions, and I'm not sure about Mr. Claver's position on that issue, but I can tell you that farmers that I've spoken with, specifically in Wright County, are fed up with being promised, we're going to get you guarantee of no eminent domain for private gain. And it's been 10 years of nothing happening. And Summit is not in a great position right now, is my understanding. They've lost investors, but they're still pursuing a carbon pipeline through possibly parts of Iowa. And we need to not use eminent domain to benefit a wealthy company that could harm our environment, right?
And finally, Cynthia, I want to get your input on this because I talked with the chair of the Democratic Party of the state, Rita Hart, here a couple of weeks ago. I told her, the state has turned more red. National pundits used to say Iowa was a purple state. It could swing either way. Well, they feel, the governor's seat could flip. They feel at least two of the U.S. House seats could flip. How do you feel this election could kind of favor more Iowa Democrats and Republicans here as we head to the polls in November?
The big difference I'm hearing, Mitch, from 2 years ago, 2 years ago, I would introduce myself and people would say, "Well, what party are you?" Nobody's asking me this year. They are simply glad that I have showed up to their parade or their county fair or their event, and they know that I'm ready to get to work for them. I'm ready to listen, and they don't care what party I am. So that gives me great hope that folks are seeing beyond those labels. And they're not just willing to go into the election box and vote straight party ticket. Nobody's willing to do that this year. They're looking for change, and they're looking for action, and they're looking for somebody that's going to make a difference. So that's what I hope to do.
Kind of people voting for policy over party, you feel instead, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Again, we are joined by Cynthia Passion, the Democratic nominee for Iowa House District 55. Again, she will face Republican Beau Claver during the November election. And it's hard to believe that's less than 3 months away. And Cynthia, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add before we head to the polls here in November?
It's really important that people check their voter status. There's a way to do that with the Secretary of State's office. We have a system now where you can be declared an inactive voter. So just make sure that your voter status is up to date, that you're registered to vote. If not, get registered and let's make a difference in November.
All right, well, Cynthia, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate the time and good luck in November, okay?
Thank you much, Mitch.
All right, that's Cynthia Passion, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. Teaching kids about money can start early with NextGen, the kids app that helps children learn how to earn, save, invest, and spend, all under parental guidance. NextGen teaches real-life money skills in a simple, hands-on way, and kids can even get a debit card to learn how to make purchases at the store. It's a great way to build confidence and good money habits for the future. Stop in today and ask us about NextGen at First Bank Hampton. Member FDIC.